With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump dismissed the notion that Vice President Harris has made gains in the polls after he reacted to her acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention this week.
No, she's not having success. I'm having success. I'm doing great with the Hispanic voters. I'm doing great with black men. I'm doing great with women because women want safety.
And the former president spoke to Fox News about Harris's accepting of her party's nomination this week. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton says only one of the candidates will keep America strong and safe.
No one is scared of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. There's a reason why Iranians are trying to kill Donald Trump and hack into his campaign's computer system and not doing that to Kamala Harris. They are rooting for team appeasement.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. House Speaker Mike Johnson slammed the Biden administration after a stunning Inspector General's report found some 300,000 migrant children have gone missing in the U.S.
Johnson told reporters in a press call Tuesday evening, quote, "This administration's failure to secure our border is facilitating what is the equivalent of a modern-day slavery operation." The speaker continued, quote, "The southern border is a national security disaster and a humanitarian catastrophe."
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. With inflation cooling off,
the time has come for policy to adjust.
So says Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who believes interest rate cuts are just around the corner.
The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
And at least a small cut is expected probably at the next Fed meeting next month. It's expected to be a busy Labor Day travel weekend this year. AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared with last year. More of these stories at SRNnews.com. There's a new report out on anti-Semitism.
It reveals that the majority of attacks on Jews these days are being carried out by people on the left, not the right. The Global Anti-Semitism Report says 58% of anti-Semitic attacks are done by leftists, 22% by radical Muslims, and 9% by people on the right. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for years, but it surged dramatically last year when Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October, sparking the ongoing war in Gaza. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in eastern Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and that authorities have failed to deliver justice to those victims. The group says that the inadequate response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack in which churches and homes of Christians were destroyed erupted after Muslims accused a Christian of damaging a Quran. This is SRN News. Nebraska voters are set to choose between two competing abortion bills.
Those measures aim to either expand abortion or limit it to the current 12-week ban. That development is likely to drive more voters to the polls in a state that could see one of its five electoral votes up for grabs in the hotly contested presidential race. Nebraska's Secretary of State says the rival initiatives each gathered enough signatures to get on the November ballot. That makes Nebraska the first state to carry competing abortion amendments on the same ballot since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Keith Peters reporting.
The Biden administration next month will relaunch a program for every American to order free COVID-19 testing through the mail. Administration officials said during a briefing Friday, households will be able to order up to four free test kits through the COVIDtest.gov website. More details at SRNnews.com.